The Hotel Musée Premières Nations in Wendake is built around the history of the First Nations peoples. That's according to director Diane Martineau.
It's a hotel museum, so the museum part is built like a teepee, and attached to that teepee you have the hotel, which is the reproduction of the longhouse, which is actually the place where the First Nations people used to live as a family. Many different generations lived in the same longhouse.
And so the architecture of the hotel then has been built around this longhouse, but have you made it different?
Well, of course, you have to adapt to the fact that we want to have the commodities that people require, yet keep the culture alive. Everywhere in the hotel, you can definitely feel that it's First Nations. The colors, the furs, the pelts. The decorative items have been made by des artisans of the region. You can just feel it in the rooms. It's the same thing. The rooms have been designed. They have been decorated to reflect very earth tones, nature. We are bordered by a river. You can hear the river. All of the rooms have the view on the river. There are no windows in the front part of the hotel. It's just in the back where the river lies, once again, because we are really in tune with nature.
And this idea of having no windows, why is that?
Because the longhouse did not have any windows at all. They had one main door to enter and to exit, but they had no windows. So to really have a good reproduction of the longhouse, that's what they had to do. Well, actually, the way that the longhouse is made, when you're circulating in the corridors, you have, it's like a winding corridor, which represents the serpent, which was an important animal for them.
A lot of the hotel's got lots of logs on the outside of it, but also part of the interior decor and furniture and so on are these big logs. So where do these materials come from?
Most of them come from right here in Wendake. We have a wood, I don't know if you can call it a wood company, but most of the materials have been taken here to have even a more native First Nation feeling of the whole project.
Part of the idea behind the hotel was preserving the culture and those kind of things. Okay, so you've got the longhouse and it looks very in keeping with the area, but actually how does it help the local people?
Well, of course, here you're on an Indian reserve, which I would say is about 3.5 acres long. It's very good for the commerce, for the environment. They've invested a lot of money. It's a very well-structured reserve, and they've invested a lot of money in creating this project. It's brand new since March 7, 2008 is when we opened for the first time. We're going to have a spa. The visibility for the First Nations people is extremely important. We won't have a casino. It's really a hotel and a museum, which keeps, once again, the museum part keeps their culture alive. And it permits a lot of people from the First Nations to work on the reserve. So they're very proud about that.
What about preserving their language as well? Is that part of the hotel's remit?
Well, it is with me, I can tell you that much, because I have three departments that I take care of, and more than half of my personnel is our people from the First Nations, and even on their name tags, it is written what language that they speak, from which First Nations they are from, and I encourage them to speak their language amongst themselves to keep it alive, because it's something that's unfortunately going away, even in the schools. It's not taught all that much anymore.
And say the hotel is all about sort of being in touch with nature and so on, and you've got this beautiful outlook onto the river and things. What sort of environmental considerations does the hotel itself have?
Okay, well, all of the products that I use to upkeep the hotel, there is no chemical products at all that come in here. I think I have one bottle, and it's from a representative that came at the beginning that wanted to sell me those products, and I finished by saying no. I believe that a new product like we have can definitely be upkept in a very, very good way with natural products. Also, the amenities. Well, instead of having a whole bunch of those little bottles that people waste, we'll just take a little capful and throw the rest away, and that's pollution. Well, I have products in a dispenser instead of those little bottles, and it's all based on algaes, des algues, which is something which is also very natural. We do some recycling. I intend to collect some rainwater to be able to at least contribute to salvaging water. We waste. The same thing for the towels. In the bathrooms, we're going to have an indication asking people to help us stop wasting water, just stop wasting water. We're very respectful towards Mother Nature.
And in terms of the longer term plans for this hotel, what do you hope it will bring to the area?
Definitely an economic value. There is no doubt. There are so many boutiques, so many nice restaurants. It's a lovely place to visit, actually. There's the traditional site, which is not too far away, where once again you can see the longhouse and the culture and the whole story of the Hurons. The impact that it has on the community and on the way that people will see people from the First Nations is inestimable, we'd say in French. You cannot estimate the benefits. It's going to be so huge.
That's Diane Martineau from the Hotel Musée Première Nations in Wendake in Quebec, Canada. For more information, see hotelpremierenations.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.